Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Chicago is Ellen Hunt, who is Chief Ethics and Compliance Officer and Chief Audit Officer for AARP. And coming from Washington, D.C. is Walter Johnson. Walter is Assistant Privacy Officer at Inova Health Systems and a member of the SCCE and HCCA board. The two of them here are talking their capacity, though, as the co-chairs of the professional skills track at the 2020 Compliance Institute. Walter, Ellen, first, thanks for joining us and thanks for your help in putting the track together.
Thanks for having me.
So first, let me start with you, Ellen. Can you give us an overview of what we mean by professional skills?
Certainly. I think when we look at what it needs, you need to be successful, we really have to know more than just the technical aspect of the job. So this is not only emotional intelligence, but the ability to build relationships, move and influence networks, create change, and be able to provide real value to the organization that you serve.
No, I was just going to add to that. Yeah, these are the transferable skills that are not specific to one profession or industry. So an example would be on the lines of negotiation skills. That's either from compliance, you can use it in retail, you can use it in the legal field. It's a broad skill set.
Walter, can you tell us what some of the sessions are that we'll be covering on the track?
Yes, we have a broad range of sessions in this track. We have the 60-minute compliance coach. We also have the CECO on boards on why it matters and how to get there. We also have Keep Calm and Compliance On. So we have a broad range of sessions. And these are great because they keep calm and compliance on. It focuses on mental health of the compliance officer, on how to balance stress and still be successful in your role. And then we have the CECO on boards and why it matters and how it gets there. This particular session focuses on, I believe, with the evolution of our profession, it allows compliance officers to expand their reach and influence throughout not only their organization, but out throughout their industry.
And I think it's definitely something that we hope to see more compliance officers on boards. And, you know, as the DOJ has indicated over the years that it expects there to be expertise in compliance on the board, I think it's a natural evolution. Now, Ellen, let's start with you on talking about your own experience. What have you found to be the most essential skills for compliance professionals to be successful?
Well, it's certainly a little bit of negotiation to get what you need for your program. It's also the ability to market so that people can understand what ethics and compliance is and why it's something they would want to buy into. It's also continuous learning and the flexibility to change as you mature in your profession. I think particularly now when we look at the environments we're in and how much they're changing and going to continue to change, it's really a lot about mental agility and the ability to take complex problems and provide practical and simple solutions.
So when we talk about these kinds of skills, whether it's the ones you outlined, Ellen, or others, Walter, that you've found, what have you found, and we'll start with you, Walter, on this one, has been the best way for developing professional skills in yourself?
I find that reading resources focusing on leadership, management, with subtopics on communication. We already mentioned negotiation skills. There's organizational skills, also goal setting. There are so many ways to develop oneself to be successful in this role. And I find that I gravitate to a lot of the topics within personal development. Now we have so many different ways to receive this information. In addition to reading books, there are podcasts. We have several podcasts focusing on compliance officers and the compliance and the compliance field. This is helpful. We have audio books. There are just so many different channels to develop oneself during the daily commute or during free time.
And these days, unfortunately, the daily, or it's the only time where it's unfortunate that the daily commute's gone away as people have lost their podcast time. Ellen, any thoughts you have on the topic?
Yeah. So I'm always looking to widen my breadth and understand context. And so I really try to seek out people who do things differently than I do or work in different areas. Or maybe will help me think differently. And so I'm always trying to connect with people, not because they're the same as I am, but because they're different in either their experience or their background or their expertise. And find you can learn so much from people in your organization about what they do and what they know. And so I'm always seeking out new folks to talk to learn from.
It's noble, not only professionally, but personally as well. Now, Ellen, do you think that the skill set is likely to stay the same over the next few years, or with all the changes going on, both because of the pandemic, as well as what's happening from legal, regulatory, and other perspectives, do you think that the skill sets are likely to change and compliance professionals are going to need to develop new ones?
Yeah. So I think nothing is going to stay the same. I mean, I think the one constant is that everything is going to change. But when you think about some of those skill sets, and Walter really kind of identified them as those that are transferable, you're still going to need them, but you may have to utilize them in a different way. And we're going to have to be flexible and agile and think about how we bring tangible and intangible value to our organization.
Walter?
When we look at communication and its evolution in regards to the profession, we've started out with these training sessions that for the most part were either PowerPoint presentations along with in-person training sessions from the compliance officer. Now we have micro-learning, we have podcasts. That has evolved. So I think that things will continue to change, but the foundations will always be the same, if that makes sense to you. So communication will always be there as a skill set that's needed, but it will continue to evolve along with negotiation skills and some of the other topics that are in this track.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens next, both professionally and personally. And I have no doubt that both of you are correct in that there's going to be a lot of changes ahead from us, and yet a lot of consistency too. And it's going to be really a question of how we sort of bridge the changes and do so effectively. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today about the track, and looking forward to the professional skills track at the 2020 Compliance Institute. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.